Anyhow, Joe Fisher joins us now for our daily update. What's happening, Joe?
Well, we say that all the time during our game broadcast.
We do.
Joe, it was
challenging people to use certain words during the game.
Oh, well, the best conversations many times are held off mic.
Well, yeah.
Joe, fascinating somewhat to watch Les Miles in the stands during the College World Series, and a guy who, you know, who's really grown to love that school and, you know, sort of understands, and you would figure any coach, you know, from LSU was going to be, you know, around for that. But, yeah, you know, that just seemed to be another part of the College World Series telecast was because the over-under for shots of Les Miles, that'd be like 10.5.
No, at least, yeah. He was very accessible, very active. I think he was doing the Twitter thing while he was there. Of course, you know, they have a, you know, couple of two-sport players on that team, so he's certainly familiar with that too. But I just thought LSU just showed they were the class of the field. You weren't going to keep them down very long. And it's interesting, until they lost that game in game two, their last loss was to Vanderbilt. You know, remember the opening game of the SEC tournament, they had not lost since then. So another SEC team wins a national championship. That's six for LSU. And they're going to lose a few players to the draft, but they always kind of reload, don't they?
Sonny Gray, on his way to the USA national team, was chosen after the tryouts over in Cary, North Carolina. They'll play some games there against Canada and, I believe, Guatemala. And then they're going to head on the road and play in Japan and British Columbia before they return.
Going to be a great experience for Sonny. I know he's talked to guys like Mike Miner about the experience. It's the sixth straight year that a Vanderbilt player has been on this Team USA squad. And I think Sonny was a lock for a couple of reasons. One, obviously tremendously talented, but he can pitch either as a starter or out of the bullpen. He gives that team a little bit of versatility, and I think that's something he's keyed for. Whichever way they want to use him, he'll be happy to do it. I know Blake Forsythe from Tennessee made the team. Drew Pomeranz from Ole Miss made the team. And Andy Wilkins from Arkansas. So those are the SEC players that have made the squad. You know, what a great growing experience for Sonny and a chance to get better against some quality competition.
Joe, listen to a national show, and it's always interesting to me how people view Vanderbilt from the outside looking in and how Bruce Fowler might be the best defensive coordinator nobody knows about.
You know, it is kind of interesting, and you remember it was not so long ago when Bruce was being, you know, hammered basically by people who were saying, look, you're giving up all this yardage, you're giving up all this yardage, and he was like, you don't understand. I've got to deal with what we have, and what we have several years ago was not an attacking, you know, turnover-causing kind of defense. It was one that just kind of had to try to hold the line and to use the old bend but don't break philosophy. But over time and through recruiting and getting better players and more of them, you've seen his philosophy now change to one that really does become aggressive, does take chances, does cause turnovers, does change games.
And, Joe, I've talked to Frank a lot about this, about defensive philosophy, and the best coaches are the guys who take what they've got and basically adapt their philosophy to their personnel, as opposed to maybe banging a square peg into a round hole.
Well, you know, rare. Let's face it, there are going to be rare opportunities where you're going to get a program to the point where you can play the way you want to play every year because you get the pick of the litter every year. It just doesn't happen very often at a very few places. So you have to have some flexibility, I think, agree with you, to be successful, to be able to look at what you have and utilize what talent is going to serve you best. And Bruce has done a great job of that. I think Ted Kaine's done a great job of that on the other side of the ball, especially dealing with the quarterback situations they've had to over the last couple of years, trying to mold some kind of offense to get things to work. And I'll be curious to see how they do it this year. But, yeah, this staff has really, I think, been underappreciated by a lot of folks. And it's amazing what a little success will do, and now they're going to start to get the notoriety.
Talk to both those guys every week during the season. They're a lot of fun.
Absolutely.
Joe, talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, guys, take care.